Guys, I think we have over 1,000 people on this call today. So just to give you a sense of what's going on and the energy of it, I wanted to give you guys a feel of it before we got started. So to get started here, I just want to say once again, this is Mark Joyner. I'm the author of a book called MindControlMarketing.com, and I do a few other things out there you all may be familiar with. And I've got Mike Chen here with me today.
Yeah, Mike Chen. Oh.
And Mike has got just a wonderful story to give us today. This is Mike's story of how he took a website from absolute obscurity and took it to the level of 4 million hits. So he got 4 million hits to his website in 5 days. And Mike and I are going to talk about that, exactly what he did, how he did that, and Mike isn't really going to hold anything back. He's just going to very openly tell you guys how he did that. So without any further ado, let's take it over to Mike Chen.
Hi, guys. How you doing? It's Mike Chen here.
Thanks.
Mark, just real quick before we start, I heard a couple of beeps after you put on the lecture mode. I don't know if there's still somebody left over on the other side or not. Did you hear those too, or is that just on my end?
I do, but I think it's okay. I'm not sure how they're on, but, I'm not sure how to fix that, but we may as well just go ahead.
Okay. Let's get started. So most of you guys who are listening to this conversation, you guys came from one of my email lists, and you've probably all been given a chance to take a look at the website, but if you haven't, it's flyinads.com. That's FLYINADS.com. And I launched it just about a week ago, and a little bit over a week ago, actually, about 8 days, and 5 days after its launch, my weblog showed 4 million hits, and it's been growing steadily since then in an extremely crazy fashion. My web server has been overloaded. And I guess, Mark, a lot of the success I can attribute to some of your coaching. So let me just ask you, if you could say maybe the main reason why you think Flyin Ads has gotten this popular, what would that be?
Well, I would say that what you did is you took an existing system that had worked in the past, and you modified it in a way that you turned it into something, you know? And one thing that I'd like to tell people is of others, that is something that's going to shave off, you know, years in your pursuit of success. You know, because if you're out there experimenting with new things, I mean, that's great. You want to do that to a certain extent. But, you know, if you can sort of piggyback on the success of other people and you know, model what they've done and then try to take it a step further, you're only going to get there that much faster.
Exactly. I mean, there's really no reason to reinvent the wheel in any circumstance, you know?
Well, let's hear your story. What was the first step? I mean, can you just sort of walk us through, like, a little snapshot version of the story, what you did?
Okay. Well, I'm going to take it from a long time ago, and then I'm going to jump to the present real quickly. When I very first got started on internet marketing, as I'm sure many of you right now are just getting started, I was browsing the web for marketing tools and promotions and things like that, and I came across things called ad exchanges. And if you guys aren't familiar with those, we'll get into a little bit more about how they work later. But one of the ad exchanges that I really liked was called ExitBlaze, and that's a site by Mark Joyner. And again, I'll get into more about how that works later, but I just wanted to point out that before this little story of mine started, I had been browsing the web for a while, and I'd become familiar with the concept of ad exchanges and how they work and how they can make people a lot of traffic. So, on April 1st of this year, I guess, is when the story really started, when I got an email from several different e-zine publishers, actually, claiming that Mark Joyner, the man who we have on the phone right here, was completely leaving the internet business. And they were claiming that he was going to be selling everything that he has ever built up. Now, real quick, Mark, rumors have it that the stuff that you're selling, the stuff that you've built up in this package, is worth millions and millions of dollars, and you spent over millions of dollars on the production and development trip.
Actually, you're referring to the farewell package, which
yes.
I believe is sort of the first step in your story here. And just so guys listening know, I mean, we're going to talk about, you know, everything that Mike did. I mean, this was just the first step of Mike's path to success, was getting his package. And, it, you know, really, you know, it took a team of, you know, between 10 and 15 developers over the years, you know, as the size changed, you know, from time to time, you know, years and years to develop that. And, I mean, this it represents, you know, well over $1 million in investment that I've had to put in, you know, into the actual human resources and, you know, research and development to create all of those tools. Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay. So, again, I'll tell you guys a little bit more about the farewell package later, maybe if you're interested how to get it. But that's not really part of the story here. So basically what I did is I received the farewell package a couple of weeks after I ordered it in the mail, and there's 20 CDs in the package. So the first thing I did is I popped in the audio CDs. There's about 18 hours of audio CDs with interviews with some of the CEOs and some of the biggest internet people that you could possibly imagine. And it was definitely extremely interesting. I listened to them nonstop, and I soaked up all their strategies, and I will highlight some of their strategies again later. But this is just a quick summary. Then I popped in the CD of the source code, and I found the source code to ExitBlaze, which is the ad exchange that I talked about earlier. And this is going back to what Mark said before about how you can model the success of other people who are successful. I would tell you guys right now, anybody who's getting started on the internet or you're trying to think of something to promote, one of the most powerful things you can do, and it's the same thing I did, is take the ideas of other people that have been successful and combine them. So what I did is I took the concept of an exit ad exchange, like ExitBlaze, and the concept of an ad that kind of flies into the screen. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but if you get a chance, just go to flyinads.com and you can see it. But I took those two concepts and I combined them. And that's what created the unique product that has been expanding so well. So what I did is I actually, one of the benefits of having the farewell package is I was able to log into the internet, and there's a special community of people that Mark has set up where it's a message board, and you can talk to all the other people who have his package as well. And again, we'll get into this later. But the first thing I did is I posted a message on there, and a couple hours later I got a response right back from Mark himself. And we started talking about this idea, and we refined it a bit. And we basically outlined months and months of programming that it would take me to design this entire complex website. Luckily, however, like I said, this isn't a totally new idea. There was the code already on the CD itself for the ExitBlaze system, which is very similar to flyinads.com. So I don't know if you know anything about me. I am a programmer myself, but even if I wasn't, it would have been extremely trivial to find another programmer who could have helped me do the modifications. And I was essentially able to launch FlyInAds in just about 2 or 3 days from zero to completion. And now I have over 9,000 members, probably approaching 10,000 right now, and I'm getting millions and millions of hits each day. So that's the basic story in a nutshell. And throughout the rest of this call, we're going to tell you exactly how I did it and how you can reproduce similar.
So, Mike, let me ask you a question. You said that it took you how many days to get FlyInAds up and running?
Literally about 2 days and then 1 day of testing to get this thing out from start to finish.
2 days and then 1 day of testing. And how long would it have taken you if you didn't have that code already done?
Honestly, an extremely long time. Probably, since I do all the work myself, months. 2 months,
okay,
probably, to get everything up to the way it is right now.
So this is getting back to this concept of modeling the success of other people and sort of piggybacking on what other people have done. And so if you didn't have that ExitBlaze code from the farewell package, you know, it would have taken you months and months to do it. And you're actually an extremely fast developer. I know that for a fact. But you were able to do this in just a couple of days rather than several months. Okay, so what was the next step? All right, let's just say you had this up and running. When you actually came up with the idea and you were developing it, were there some ideas that you know, you incorporated into it? What did you do to the website itself that made it more viral? Now, I know the answer to this because you and I talked about this quite a bit before you released it.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you did that you think are, you know, you can attribute to the success of the website now?
Well, I would say, real quick, maybe Mark, just in a couple seconds before I get into that, maybe some of the people here aren't quite exactly sure what viral marketing is.
Okay.
So maybe real quick, you could just explain that, considering the fact that many people consider you one of the founders of viral marketing.
That's great. Yeah, thanks for saying that. I would say that viral marketing is like this. It's when you have a message that spreads itself, okay? Simple way of describing it. Now, let me get a little technical, and then I'll break it down to something simple again. Now, the way a biological virus works is, a virus is actually a strand of DNA or RNA that has a coating of a lipid, which is fat, or protein over it. And what happens is that virus attaches itself to a living cell, all right? And then what it does is it interjects its DNA into the cell's DNA, and it tells the cell, hey, stop doing what you were doing before. I want you now to make more viri, all right? And then that cell is now programmed to create more and more virus, okay? And then the virus spreads throughout the body, and then, of course, the body has to fight that. And as the virus spreads throughout the body, it gets more and more cells programmed to spread more and more viruses. All right, so if you have a viral marketing message, or if you have a marketing message, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could program people to start spreading your message for you? Well, that's what viral marketing is all about. When you have a marketing message that you want to be seen by a million people, right, now you could spend money on television advertising that would reach a million people, but I'll tell you right now, most of the people listening on the call, and I certainly don't, they don't want to spend the money on television advertising. Why? Because it's a risk, okay? If you spend that money on a TV ad, you had better have a huge budget, and you had better be able to monetize that, because if you don't get money back from that, that's a complete waste, right?
Okay.
Another way to get your message seen by a million people is use the power of viral marketing. What this means is you pass your message to one person, and they pass it to someone else, and they pass it to someone else, and so on and so forth. Now, Mike, you've seen this work firsthand.
Yes, I have. Just real quick to tell you guys, I'm looking right here at exactly how Flying Ads has been growing. And I can just tell you, I have personally brought in just about 2,154 people right this instant. And the total member count is 9,498. So as you can see, by only referring about 2,000, I got about 9,000. So that's just an example of how viral marketing works. I spread the initial message, and then people continue spreading that message on.
So you went from 2,000 that you signed up to getting 9,000
total. And that's just amazing because, I mean, guys, I don't know how much you know about testing and marketing, but it's pretty much, as far as I know, I could do that again and again. And, Mark, just in your opinion, if I pumped in another 2,000, wouldn't you say it's pretty likely I get another 9,000 out?
Well, absolutely. Mathematically, it's very likely. It depends on the actual list that you use, but that's a large enough sampling to be able to have a fairly high level of confidence.
Exactly. So, guys, in a nutshell, the initial topic of this conference was how you can get 4 million hits in 5 days. In essence, the answer here is viral marketing, because there's no way on my own I could push this thing without spending thousands and thousands of dollars on advertising to be the size it is right now. But using viral marketing, I was able to pump just a little in and let that keep spreading all over the Internet by itself and growing to the size it is right now.
All right, now let's talk about some strategies. What about a guy who doesn't have a list? Now, you had a bit of a list before you started. Now, you were able to get any kind of a list at all, and, they don't have, any kind of marketing background, okay? So, what about for them? Can they still use the power of viral marketing? Now, I know I have an answer here, but what do you think, Mike?
I think they definitely can, because the core idea of viral marketing says that... hello? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, something happened on my line. The core idea of viral marketing says that you can just tell a couple people. I mean, in reality, you could just tell three people, and as long as you were able to get three people that perhaps had a newsletter or something like that, that could then push your product onwards. And again, we'll be talking a little bit more about how you can get those people who have those big newsletters and things onto your side.
Well, the reality is you generally probably need a little more than three. But, theoretically, you're right. If your site is viral enough, you can get just a small number of people and it'll grow. But what I want to get into here is, how do people get those initial people to come? Maybe we can talk about some of those strategies. Now, I know I got into real in-depth into those strategies with the Chayden Bates interview.
Yeah.
And the farewell package. Now, that's, a lot of people ask, hey, is that thing for a beginner? And I would say, well, it's really for anyone, because we've got things in there that would address any level of competency. But one of the things I talk about in that Chayden Bates interview is, a way to get that initial visitor to your website. What I talk to people about is joint venturing. Now, Mike, did you do any joint venturing to get fly-in ads off the ground?
Yes, I absolutely did. But real quick, Mark just mentioned the farewell package. I know we talked about that earlier. Some of you might not have the link for that. So if you want to have the link for that real quick before I answer that, it's just flyinads.com. That's FLYINADS.com/package. PACKAGE. flyinads.com/package. And you'll be able to get more information on what Mark was just talking about. Okay, anyway, so did I do any joint venturing? Yes, I definitely did. And I would have to say that the primary person that I did joint venturing with was you, Mark. Because when I found you through the Farewell Package forum, I just, you know, I couldn't turn down the offer of being able to do a joint venture with you. But more than doing a joint venture with you, I guess I'd say I launched Flyin Ads to my existing lists. And when I made my existing lists, they were the size of about 30,000 before I launched Flyin Ads, and they're at about 50,000 now, just to give you guys an idea of what Flyin Ads has been doing for me. But so that I could get them to the size of about 30,000, I definitely did tons and tons of joint venture work, starting from zero. The very first subscriber I got and all the way up to now has been basically the result of joint venturing.
And let's just say you create something like Flyin Ads. You know, let's just say somebody here, you know, wants to duplicate that success, and they have it there, and they say, okay, now I don't have a list. What do I do? Who do they talk to? How do they start getting it off the ground?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different tools you could do. What I would really recommend, though, is and Mark, you went into this on the Farewell Pack and some of the interviews as well. But one of the most powerful tools you said was Google, and I would have to agree with you. I would say that if you have a site on something, the easiest thing you can do is do a search on Google. Find some related sites who are getting traffic, and you know they're getting traffic because they're at the top of the search engine, and see if you can work out a deal with them.
Okay, now let me, I want to give you an example about this, and I know you know this story. This is just to give you an idea of how powerful these joint ventures are. Now, there was a young man named Joe Kumar who came to me a few months ago, and he said, hey, I want to, you know, create my own ebook. You know, I've never, you know, created my own product before. He came to me wanting to sell one of my products, right? He said, hey, do you have any product that's just sort of sitting there? I want to start promoting it because I want to start promoting a product for myself. Because a lot of people, you know, just, you know, they really don't want to promote for other people. They just want to promote, you know, something on their own. I think both paths are valid. But now that's what he wanted to do. And I told him, hey, look, I really don't have anything I can give you at this time. But, you know, maybe you can create something, you know, on your own. Now, he didn't have an email list. He didn't have a product. 30 days later, all right, not only did he create his own product out of thin air, but he became sort of an internet phenomenon. People were talking about this thing like crazy, and he sold an obscene number of these. Now, I can't give you his sales figures, but he sold these at $97 a pop.
He sold a lot of them.
He sold a whole lot of them, a whole lot of them. Now, this is without him having an email list of his own. Now, how did he do it? Okay. He went out and he found people who would be interested in promoting his book. Now, his book was called, you know, 30 Days to Online Success. And he created it by joint venturing with other authors. He asked them to contribute and put together his own book. Then he joint ventured with promoters and with the authors themselves and said, hey, look, I'll reward you. I'll pay you for promoting this book. Now, let me just tell you, here's a guy who started out with no product, with no list, and out of nowhere was able to sell an obscene amount of it. Okay, and this is all from the power of joint venturing. So, but here's the key, all right? You don't just go to someone and say, hey, promote my stuff, right? Because the first word out of their mouth is why, right? What's in it for me? Now, this is a marketing mantra that, you know, the marketing vets on the line here certainly know about very well. But if you're new to marketing, this is something that you need to memorize right now, and it's what's in it for me. That is what your customer is always asking.
Absolutely.
That's what your prospect is always asking. And that person that you're joint venturing with, he's going to be asking the same question. What is in it for me? Why should I promote for you? And Joe simply made it very clear. He gave them a very high commission for selling his products. And he said, hey, look, why is it going to hurt me to give these guys a high commission? This is a sale that didn't exist without them.
Right. I think he gave 75%, actually.
75%, which is extremely high.
Yeah. Right?
But I'll tell you, he ended up with a decent amount of money in his pocket at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Very young man, 18 years old, the amount of money that he made, I'll tell you, when I was that age, if I had that kind of money after 3 days of putting something together, I would have been extremely happy. Also, I know most people that have a full-time job right now that are in the, you know, their middle 30s that had that kind of money at the end of the day would also be extremely happy. right? You know, we're talking, you know, well over certain people's annual wages, right, that he was able to walk away with at the end of the day with this, and he's still promoting it. I mean, this was just after, you know, his first few days in sales.
Right.
That's the power of joint venture marketing.
Yes, definitely. Now, let me just point something out here. A lot of people here who are listening to this, I'm sure they're thinking, great, you know, I'd love to start some joint ventures, but, you know, even though Google and tools like that exist, they're really just, you know, they wish that they had some kind of resource of maybe e-zine publishers or something like that. And I can tell you, you know, one of the things on the farewell package, again, I know it keeps coming back to this, but one thing that Mark has built up over, you know, I mean, you can imagine Mark's done quite a number of joint ventures in his time, and he's built up quite a list of people. How many people are on your list of publishers right now, approximately?
Well, on the web page it says 1,200, but in actuality, and I like to over deliver things. You know, there's actually 12,000 e-zine publishers in that database.
Okay, yeah. So in case you didn't catch that, on the farewell package, Mark is giving a list of 12,000 e-zine publishers who you can submit articles to and things like that. So if you're looking for a place where you can just dive right in and have a list of people to do joint ventures with, Mark has made that list available to 2,000 people. So that goes back to that link I gave you earlier about the farewell package.
Well, it's less than 1,000 now. Yeah, we've already sold out, you know, over the first 1,000 of those packages. But just so people know, when they get that list, that's not for just out there blanketly, you know, spam blasting a list. You know, that's not what that's for.
Right.
That's for is building relationships. And what a lot of people got to understand is if you build a relationship with a newsletter publisher, so you want to go through that list and you want to find newsletters who would be appropriate for your audience. If you find even one really good one, okay, that can really propel you forward. Now, let me explain why. In the different affiliate programs that I've had, okay, there are always a small handful of guys who are just head and shoulders above everyone else, okay? Only 5% of the affiliates in almost any affiliate program are going to do anything, and only about 10% of those will do anything of consequence, all right? So I have found that the most powerful promoters for any of the stuff that I've ever done have always been newsletter owners, right? Now, I had some guys in ROIBot in its heyday, we had guys who were making five figures a month with this, right? Now, we had this one gentleman who was doing that consistently for several months, and he was the owner of a very large newsletter. Now, I'll tell you how that relationship started with him. I submitted an article to his newsletter for inclusion. That is the entirety of what I did. And he decided to take that article and include it in his newsletter because he liked the content. And that initial promotion that he did of that article, it wasn't even really a promotion, it was just him publishing this article in his electronic newsletter, sold about 200 copies of a $97 product. That was from one mailing. And then I came back to him and I said, hey, did you know that your mailing resulted in about, you know, 200 sales? Next time would you like to include an affiliate link? Okay? And he said, well, of course I would. And because of that, over time, now he's ended up becoming a great friend and a great confidant, and is a huge supporter of me. But this is the way you do it. I mean, you develop relationships like that one by one, and even though you're going to develop some relationships that are worthless over time, you hit just one relationship like that, and it could absolutely turn your business around.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, there's no reason to start all the way from scratch. If you can find people who have big enough customer bases already and get them interested, you can start from a much higher level than you would have had to start from on your own.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there are other ways to joint venture with people, too. Now, that's just one of them. And we get into that in much greater detail, of course, you know, in the CD series of the farewell package. And there's so many different ways that you can do that, and that's one. And, you know, I wanted to give you all the tools for that.
Sure.
All right, Mike, so what else would you say, what else would you attribute to your success here in flying ads? People are asking the question, okay, that's great. I'm getting a picture now of how Mike got 5 million visitors. All right, so we've talked about viral marketing. We've talked about joint ventures. What else?
Well, just to outline real quick how it started, I took a product like Exit Blaze and I modified it. I added a twist and I made it pretty cool. I added a viral aspect so it spread on its own. And then I went out and sent to my list and found joint ventures, and that's where I am right now. And I think a lot of people have probably heard that model before, but they just don't have the tools to go about doing it. One of the best tools that I can honestly say, and I know it doesn't sound like a tool, but one of the best tools is collaboration. And I think that, you know, if you have some ideas and you can just sit down somewhere and talk with people about those ideas, and I know I talk with you, Mark, and I talk with a bunch of other people too, and when you really start talking about those ideas, you can, you know, just expand things to whole other levels. And there are all sorts of message boards and places like that I talked on, including the private message board for the farewell package. But those are definitely places that I would go. I would definitely recommend visiting.
Well, that's how you met me, was through the farewell package user community.
Absolutely.
And that's and a lot of people are striking that every day, that community gets more and more robust. And, of course, that's a private place only for owners of the package.
And these are all serious people, too, because they've committed themselves.
That's right. I mean, these are people who, you know, see the value in this, and there's just very, very high-level talk there. But there's also a sense of camaraderie. I mean, I see a lot of new guys getting in there saying, hey, I bought this package, and I don't know what to do with it. You know, what can you help me out? And there are people going in there helping them, you know, offering them joint ventures, saying, hey, you've got a great idea. I tell you what, I'll develop it with you. You know, you just oversee the marketing or whatever. And, you know, joint ventures and win-win relationships like that are all based on one person doing what is in their skill set, what their strength is, and the other person doing what their strength is. And if you have sort of a match there, then that's great. Now, what a lot of people do is they get involved in joint ventures where they're not happy with what they're doing. So I would tell everyone right now, if you're going to start a joint venture, you're going to start some kind of a partnership, make sure that what you're involved in, that your aspect of doing this, is something that's something you're going to want to do every single day. Because otherwise, you're going to be very, very unhappy with the results.
Yeah, definitely. And some advice to people who are going into joint ventures and things like that are, I think a lot of people who are starting out, I know that I was definitely confused when I was starting out. You get hit with so many things all over the place when you start out, different strategies and things like that, you know, different places you can advertise, just thousands and thousands of things, different things you can buy. And I know at least I felt this way. I had no idea where to start. I mean, for you guys who are just starting out, you've probably been hit with hundreds of things, if not thousands of things, since you first got into the arena. And if you guys haven't started making sales yet, you probably accumulated so many different things that, you know, you think could work, but you just have no idea. You probably tried some things and they didn't work. And really what I want to help you do on this call is I want to help you align yourself. I want you guys to kind of let everything fall into a path and see a step-by-step progression of things that you can do to achieve the similar success that I achieved. So I think that basically, all right, in essence, my story started out with a product that was kind of a twist on something that you, Mark, had already done that had produced, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars for you. That's Exit Blaze. And I basically took something that was proven to be successful and I twisted it. So without giving you ideas for some of the twists or without revealing too much, maybe, Mark, you could explain to the people listening here something else that comes with complete source code rights in the farewell package that, you know, could just get people who are listening right now to start thinking about the ideas and how they can twist it on their own and how they can set up something that is just as successful, even more successful as Flying Ads.
You know what, I want to give a couple examples about that, but, you know, before we get to that, I want to... You had a list of questions that I know people had written in.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And I want to make sure that we get to those. And I'll give people some information about that here at the end. But I want to make sure we get those questions answered for guys. I think that there are some really cool ideas I'm going to give you guys once we're done with the question and answer period, and some code there that we'll talk about that's really I would say revolutionary, that's included in that. That's something I never released, and I'll get people excited about that, too. But so you have a list there, sort of a laundry list of things that people wanted to know about. So
yeah, I do. People sent in a lot of different questions, and I have a bunch here. I tried to order them in how important they are, so we don't really have to get to all of them initially. Maybe we can answer some and then get back to some of the other things we're talking about.
Sure.
But I think the first question, and a lot of people did ask this, but this is actually my initial question, which was, Mark, we talked about this earlier. You said, you know, this package is built up of millions and millions of dollars of things. When did you start doing business online again? What year?
1994.
Okay, so since 1994, you have been building a company. I believe I heard the figure you had 40 employees at one time?
At our peak, yeah, which was very recently before I started, you know, tearing things apart.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, we're talking like a huge company, millions and millions of dollars of profits here, millions of dollars of development, and your site claims that you're selling this all for $997. And the first thing, I mean, it just is kind of a side joke I received on April 1st, so I was kind of skeptical. Guys, it is real. I'm looking at it right now.
But you saw that out on April 1st.
Yeah, I saw it on April 1st, and I didn't believe it, but it's real. And I know it's real because I now have a site getting 4 million hits in 5 days. But in all seriousness, why did you decide to sell millions and millions of dollars worth of things for only $997?
Well, it comes down to this. You know, I wanted to make it accessible to, you know, the average guy out there. I mean, the average guy knows that $997 is really nothing in terms of business expense. I mean, when you consider, you know, a payroll for a minimum wage employee is more than that for a month. You know, when you look at your insurance fees and you look at the cost of buying your computers and your equipment, you know, that's nothing. I wanted to make it accessible to those people, you know, who are just getting started out, you know, because right now I think that, you know, we're definitely, you know, at the turnaround point of our economy now, and everybody sees the signs of it, you know, consumer confidence being up, you know, with, you know, different indicators here are showing that the economy is on a turnaround, and I sort of wanted to contribute that to a certain extent. Another thing is I wanted to limit the number of packages to 2,000 total. Of course, we have less than 1,000. I don't know how many we have left, but, you know, it's well under 1,000. I wanted to limit it because I'm getting out of the internet marketing business, and I didn't want this to become my next business to run, you know.
Right.
I didn't want to be in the business of selling these packages. And I wanted to make it more valuable for people. There are 6 billion people on the planet. The 2,000 people who have this, which is really nothing compared to 6 billion people on the planet, more and more of them getting online every day, you know, they are in a very, very advantaged minority. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, I made sure that the people who are in my group, you know, this internet marketing group of people have, you know, the first crack at getting this thing.
Yeah, just a side note to that. If you guys are subscribed to a lot of e-zines or newsletters or things like that, you probably already received announcements from a lot of people about this package. Although, if you look closely, you'll probably notice that some people have decided not to announce about it. And basically, the only reason that I can think of is that as an owner of this package, you know, I want to keep this information to myself. So I think Mark's decision of only selling 2,000 is a great one. You know, any more than that, and I think too many other people would have my secrets, you know?
Well, I think the thing is there isn't really too much worry about the competition there, you know, because there are so many people in so many different industries that I don't think that there's going to be that much crossover. I mean, I think what happens is people are getting really creative with this stuff, and they're taking my advice, and they're saying, hey, let's create something interesting with this. You know, let's not just completely copy it. Let's use it as a base for something really cool.
Add your own twist.
That's right. Now, Lon Turner, the CEO of Gecko Software, wrote in to me after he got it. Now, he's the CEO of an actual software company, said that what he had there in the package propelled his business forward by 1 year. Now, this is a professional software developer, right? So, I mean, he sees the value in that. He knows that all he has to do is take this stuff, and even if he doesn't create any products with it, even if he uses the back-end things that are there to automate the other aspects of his business, he's going to be able to get a tremendous amount of value.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so that answers that question, I think. Another big question that was coming in was people were wondering if they can really make money with just this package alone without having to spend extra money on things like advertising.
Well, absolutely, sure. Well, for one, for the advertising, I've got systems in there that will allow people to create their own advertising mechanisms. I mean, you know this now firsthand yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Mike, did you spend any dollars on advertising flying ads?
Zero.
$0. Isn't that... God, I love that.
I love it too.
Every time I hear that, that makes me excited because I meet other marketers out there who talk about investing thousands and thousands of dollars and just risking that money only to find out that the ad that they created was a flop. And it breaks my heart when these guys do this. And when I tell them, you know, hey, look, I've done basically what I've done on mostly a $0 advertising budget over the years, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. But now I'm on the phone with another guy who has reproduced that success. Now, one thing I'll tell people is, look, if you don't want to spend money on advertising, create an affiliate program. Now, there is software there to create like three or four different types of affiliate or network marketing programs there in that code. And not only that, but we give them the tools to motivate and mobilize that affiliate force. So if you want to start this thing and not spend a dollar on advertising, you absolutely can. I'm telling you that right now. And Mike, do you agree?
I certainly agree. Not only the systems you have in place, but just like we're talking right now, you have 18 hours of CDs talking with other people who are doing just the same thing, and somehow you got them to tell their secrets yet again. So there's definitely a lot of information there. For those of you wondering how you can get started with $0 on advertising, this is definitely something you should be interested in. And as a side note, ever since I've been able to do this, especially after launching Flying Ads, after doing the stuff in your farewell package, it makes me laugh at big corporations like, you know, the auto companies like Ford and maybe even Microsoft. Because if you look at their, you know, their reports, they spend so much money on things like marketing. And here I am spending nothing, you know?
You know, Mike, this is something that's really given me a great amount of pleasure over the years, you know, because it's all about your return on investment.
Yeah.
And if you can get a higher return on investment, I mean, who cares if you're not seen on TV? It's all about, you know, providing value to your customers and turning that value into money.
Mark, my return on investment is like infinity, you know? Any money I make,
$0,
it's infinite, you know?
Now, what did you put in? Instead of spending money, you put in a little bit of effort. You put in a little creativity.
Yes, exactly, and persistence.
And persistence. Okay, that's great. And everybody who wants to make something work, as long as they have confidence in what they're doing, has endless amounts of that. The problem
yes.
is that when people get involved in things that aren't working, that's when they lose their confidence. Now, I know you had a question about that in there. You had some people who were sort of fiddling around with advertising on the Internet that's not working. Do you
yeah.
ask that question?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to ask you that question in one sec. But on the lines of what you were saying just now, Mark just said that anybody with a lot of persistence and the right kind of drive can achieve success. I just wanted to point out that all of you who are listening to this conversation right now have the kind of drive and persistence that it's going to take, because you're the people out of my list who have decided to take the action and call here. And now that you're learning the information, it's just going to be the matter of taking the next step, and you'll definitely be able to achieve success. I know that, because it's the motivation that it takes to call this call and understand how valuable it can be that's going to take you places in the future.
That's great.
Okay. So the question I get is actually kind of funny to some of you who understand why, some of you won't, but the question was, which type of advertising is better? FFA advertising or safe list advertising?
I'm sorry, I got to laugh at that. I shouldn't laugh because this is somebody's heartfelt question here, but I would say neither. All right?
Right.
Guys, if you're involved in these FFA pages or these, you know, these safe lists or all this stuff, I got to say, I'm sorry, but I just don't see that stuff working. You know, and I see people wasting their time with this stuff. Now, who knows? There may be some FFA advertising out there that works. There may be some safe lists out there that work, but for the most part, that stuff is a waste of time, you know. And what I want to get people involved in is the stuff that I know works. Okay, create systems, you know. Get involved in affiliate marketing. Get involved in joint venturing. And once again, in the farewell package audio, as I get in all this stuff in great detail. Okay, but and all the tools to do all this stuff are right there on the CD. So rather than spend money on something that you don't know is going to work or you know has frustrated you in the past, invest in something that you know is going to work, something that's proven. This is what I tell people, okay? Or, you know, rather than that, you know, hey, you don't have to invest any money at all once you have tools. Once you have these things in place and once you, you know, create the joint ventures around them, you don't have to spend any money doing it. Now, the farewell package itself, promoting this thing, I haven't spent a dollar promoting the farewell package, okay? New products that I'm involved in, okay? Like, and whenever I release a new thing, and, you know, I'm not going to be releasing any products of my own again anymore because I'm getting out of the Internet marketing business, and I'll just be promoting for other people and sending newsletters. That's all I'll be doing. But whenever I release new products, I would follow this exact same path. I would go out there and I would create an affiliate program, all right, or a network marketing program behind it. I would try to get that really finely tuned. All right, and then I would find people to get involved in that. I would find joint ventures who were willing to spread the word along with me. Now, I've got my own list, too, and those help. But I'll tell you, if my own list were the only thing I did, I wouldn't make as much money.
Exactly.
I want to go out there, and I want to create those relationships, and that's the key.
Yes, this is really important, guys. I mean, I know some of you might be listening to this, and you're saying, great, you know, Mike and Mark, they can do this with $0, but they have lists. It's not really about that. We have lists, but it's way more about the partnerships that you can make, even if you have no list at all, with other people than it is necessarily about your own list.
Yeah, but you can build your own list is the thing, right?
Exactly.
Your list is very valuable, don't get me wrong, and you definitely want to do that, okay? But you don't have to have one to get started.
Right.
And I'll tell you, once again, look at Joe Kumar's case, all right? Joe didn't have a list at all, okay? He went out and he found the people to partner with. Now he's probably building a sizable list, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, he is. I heard a figure, I don't know if I can't repeat it here probably, but he definitely had a decent-sized list after just 3 days of doing some joint ventures. I was pretty surprised myself.
That's
so,
right.
I mean,
this all started from just a conversation I had with a guy. He sent me an email, and I, you know, and he just on a lark put in his phone number, and I said, you know what, I'm going to call this guy up. And he was kind of nervous and shocked that I called him out of blue. But I mean, this is a guy who, from the course of one conversation that we had, turned that conversation into a firm idea that he was going to turn into reality. Now, I did have a couple follow-up conversations with him over time, and we exchanged a few emails, but out of nowhere, following all of this information, he was able to reach that level of success.
Yes, definitely. Now, in a second, I'll talk about, you know, one of the questions people had was, once I purchase this, are you guys and other people going to give me coaching and guidance and help and things like that? But just a couple ideas ago, actually, you said that what you wanted people to do is to not do things like FFAs and things like that, which you can repeatedly do and not work, but to invest their time and energy in things that you know are proven to work, right? Now, just as an interesting side note, I bet a lot of you guys listening to this call have purchased e-books claiming to tell you ways to make money online. And those e-books are probably priced around $47, $67, something like that. And I'm definitely not talking about any e-book in specific here. Well, I'm definitely not saying these e-books aren't valuable. But just as an interesting note, these books are all being sold by internet marketers who are still in the business. And although they may be revealing some of their strategies, they're definitely not going to be revealing their most powerful strategies. And the reason for that is, once they do that, they're going to start having a lot of competition. But Mark here, I mean, why don't you just say yourself, why is it that you're able to release all of your top secret strategies without having to worry about that? I know most of you know the answer to this, but some of you might not.
Well, as you know, I mean, I am getting out of the internet marketing business. I mean, as of June 1st, the last of my actual businesses, my commerce enterprises, will be in the hands of new owners. And, you know, just a course of events led me up to this. And, you know, long story short, you know, I wanted to do a philanthropic project for a long, long time. But, you know, I found that, you know, running all of these different businesses just didn't give me the time to do it, you know. And I'll tell people right now, don't do like I did. You know, don't do 6 million things at once and drive yourself crazy like I did. You know, take things in stride. You know, try to live your life, you know, while you're doing all this. But I realized, you know, that that's what I wanted to do. And once again, as of June 1st, you know, the last of those businesses will be in the hands of new owners. On June 4th, we'll be announcing who those owners are. This is of a company called ROIBot, one of the many companies that I've run in the past. And, you know, I'm getting out of that. And, you know, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be spending, you know, time setting up other income streams that I don't have to run myself, you know, so I can, you know, spend my time doing my philanthropic work. But, of course, I wouldn't be able to be in that position if I hadn't followed this path.
Right.
So far.
Exactly. So, guys, you heard it right from the man himself. He's leaving. So he has no reason to withhold any of his secrets, and you'll definitely see that if when you get the package in the mail and you pop those CDs in, you will hear some strategies that will just blow your mind. I can definitely tell you that right now.
Mike, okay, so just real quick before you jump on to the next thing,
uh-huh.
I just want everyone to hear this. I don't want to embarrass you, but you sent me an email right after you got the package in the mail.
Yes.
Can you read that really quick? I just got a big kick out of this.
Yeah, guys, I sent this email to Mark actually immediately after I opened the package. I was initially shocked because I still wasn't sure if it was an April Fool joke or not, but I got it, and I listened to it, and here's exactly what I wrote the same day, in quotes. Well, I received my package just a few days ago, and right now I feel a strong urge to mail you a check for $1 million. I figured that's going to be a small fraction of the money I'm going to make in just the next few months with the material here. Now, although that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, as you can see, I was pretty excited, but that's definitely how I felt. And, Mark, maybe one day I'll mail you that check.
Let me ask you this. I mean, is it becoming a reality now?
Certainly.
So how does your fly-in ads success factor into that?
Well, let me just put it this way. I had had some moderate success, as some would consider, before fly-in ads, but this thing is really exploding. I mean, just a couple days ago, my server load was at about 50%. Today, my server load's at about 90%, and it's not slowing down. This thing is going to be, you know, growing really, really fast, and soon, that means I'm going to have to buy some new web servers, and you all know what that means. When you have to buy new web servers, that means you better be doing a pretty good job if you're going to be having to buy new web servers.
Well, so we should have such problems, right?
Right, exactly. I have too much traffic. What can I do with it, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's just amazing, and I don't necessarily know if, I mean, my previous success definitely was a big launching point to fly-in ads, but I'm pretty sure that even if I hadn't been anywhere at all, or if I'd been further along, I still would have had similar success with fly-in ads, and I mean, I can see the value of this down the line, and it's going to keep growing, and I'm going to be one happy guy, so
fantastic.
I mean, I guess thank you.
I love hearing stories like this because, I mean, this means that this stuff works. You know, this means that people can do this from out of thin air. That's just fantastic.
Right. And I'm not the only one either. There have been stories from other people coming in too, a lot of them. So, okay, onto the question, which we kind of strayed from. People have been asking, if they purchase this package, will they be able to get assistance and help for free? So why don't you take that one, Mark, and then I'll add to it.
Well, here's the thing. I made it very clear to people that this wasn't something that, you know, hey, I'm getting out of the business, so, you know, I can't, you know, hold a technical support system for this, right? And, you know, I just was very upfront with people, you know, to whom I sold the package. And but one little, you know, unadvertised bonus that I didn't talk about, and once again I like to over-deliver, is I created a support community, and I know you alluded to that before. And this is actually, you know, a lot of people are writing in saying that they think this community is worth far more than the value of the package. What we have here is a community of software developers, internet marketers, entrepreneurs. They're, you know, just a whole, you know, class, you know, a whole slew of this class of people who are there that you can network with and pass ideas around with. Right now, these software developers will help you with this code. And we've got guys, of course, who for a very small fee can get stuff up and running, you know, a relatively low fee, can take this code and you know, modify it, do what you want with it, you know, get it up and running on, you know, on your machines, which is great. And if you don't have that, there are software developers in there who, you know, are joint venturing with people. Okay, now there's been a great sense of cooperation here. You know, it hasn't been like, hey, I'm not going to answer that question for you unless you pay me some money. People have come up and said, hey, I'm having problems with this particular line of code. I want to know how to do this or I want to know how to do that. And just the sense of generosity and help that's growing on this board is just really blowing my mind. You know, there's just a higher level of people in this group. You know, it's not like a lot of these boards where you see people, you know, bickering and complaining and putting things down and this and that. These are guys who are trying to get stuff done. Not only that, some of the greatest minds of internet marketing are customers of this package. I mean, I'll drop one name. I mean, Terry Dean was one of the first guys. I remember when we released this thing, he wrote in. I saw his package come in like the first two or three orders. And I talked to him later on, and he said, well, Mark, I mean, it was so obvious that I needed this thing, you know, that, you know, I had to get it, of course. You know, it's a no-brainer. But, I mean, that's the kind of guy. All of these people are owners of the package and also, therefore, by extension, members of this community. And that's the level of mine. I haven't seen Terry participate on the board yet, but I have seen some other really, really big-name marketers in there participate.
Including yourself.
Yeah, I'm in there all the time. And I mean, over time, especially as, you know, my businesses wind down, hopefully in the next month here, it'll be a lot slower for me because this has certainly been a crazy last few months. But, yeah, I'll be participating in there more and more just because I love to help people. You know, just to give you an example, there's that Joe Kumar kid in there. You know, I didn't get anything in return for doing that. I just decided to help Joe because I wanted to. You know, I mean, that's just I just enjoy doing that. I enjoy seeing people be successful. You know, I can't promise everybody who writes in is going to get personal attention from me, but I will certainly be there. You know, so that answers that. You know,
yeah, certainly.
In the community, there is more support there than you would get from just like a faceless corporation who may or may not have the right answer to your question.
Right. And just as you hinted at the aspect of programmers and marketers hooking up with each other, I would definitely like to just say that one more time. Some people have written in and asked if they need any programming experience to use this package, considering that it does come with a full source code. If you are a programmer, great, but if you're not, you'll definitely be able to find, and there's already just swarms of programmers in there who would love to do something with you. So if you're not a programmer, and you log in there and you say that you want to do some marketing work and you want to do something with a programmer, you may not even have to pay them something. You may just be able to split the profits or something like that. You'll definitely be able to find people that you can work with who are just as serious as you are.
That's right.
Absolutely. Definitely a big plus of having the package there.
To get back to joint ventures, you know, that's a wonderful way to joint venture. You find somebody that has a skill set that you don't have, and you tell them about your skill set, and you say, this is what I want to do. You do this and this and this for me, and this is what I'll give to you in return. And boom, you have a wonderful joint venture in the mix.
Definitely. All right. There are some more questions, but I remember before we got to these questions, we promised that we'd give some people a couple ideas for twists and stuff based on the stuff that's in the package. So maybe we could hit on some of those real quick.
Sure. Well, one of the things that comes in the package is this product called StartBlaze, which is the predecessor to ExitBlaze. And StartBlaze was a start page exchange service. And one of the ideas that came out actually in the community board was somebody said, hey, look, I want to create a topic-specific StartBlaze that's cause-related. Now, this was a young Paul Riley, who's just a brilliant viral marketer. You know, it was, I believe, the gentleman who put that idea on the board. And Paul said, look, if you have a cause, let's say you're part of a charity or you know, there's a particular, you know, movement that you want to be involved in, start a start page exchange with other people who are interested in that particular movement or in that cause. Now, could you imagine that? That's actually extremely targeted. That's like saying, hey, I want to create sort of a community of people, you know, that are interested in this one particular topic.
Right. This is also, real quick, really good for those of you, a lot of people are wondering, is the only way to make money in internet marketing doing things related to marketing? Definitely not. You can see some other markets getting into here, too. So
that's right. Absolutely. There are people from all walks of life and all different industries, you know, wanting to use this stuff. And I'll tell you, I personally know a lot of people out there who are making great money on the internet, and they're not necessarily selling internet marketing-related information.
Right. Definitely. Okay. So yeah, you got this StartBlaze idea there.
StartBlaze. Well, see, there's another one. God, I don't want to reveal too much about this because there is a piece of code on there it's sort of an unadvertised bonus. And just to give you an idea, let's just say you took Napster and you made it available to students. Okay. I don't want to talk about the exact specifics of this particular idea because, once again, I want that to be exclusive to the owners of the package. But there are people who have come to me and said, Mark, this is a revolutionary idea. I want to start this on my own. You know, why on earth did you not use this particular idea? Because they know that it's, you know, potentially Napster level in potential. And not only that, I mean, it can cross many, many different industries, and there can be many, many different versions of it. And that is actually an unfinished piece of code. It was something that we wrote about 90%, got about 90% done, and, you know, I just sort of let it fall by the wayside for other projects. But that's something guys can do. You know, when they get in there into the package, they can learn what that project is, and they can modify that. They can see the actual source code and start work on that project themselves.
Yes, definitely. I just want to point out one thing that Mark said. I don't know, some of you who haven't done a lot of reading on the farewell package yet, some of the stuff in the package are things that Mark has used in the past that have been proven to produce lots of money and lots of visitors, and he's been using them. And you can either drop them on right as they are, or you can modify them, you can do what you want with them. But also there's stuff on the CDs which Mark had plans to release, you know, full software programs, things like that, that he had plans to release, but because he's leaving the industry now, just isn't going to. So it's almost like someone's handing you a business that's just ready to pick up where he left off, almost.
Yeah, there are several pretty much complete ready-to-go businesses on there. One really interesting one is this thing called Website Lifeline. And this is, you know, quite frankly, the most robust website monitoring solution, you know, out there. And, you know, we started promoting it, but never really got into, you know, for, you know, the desire of getting into other things. And that product and the affiliate program, there's a two-tier affiliate program behind it, is all ready to go. Now, let me give you another idea here. You know, we're talking about ideas of things people can do with that code. With Website Lifeline, they have one of the coolest things that I've ever come up with that was worked into that code. Now, this was a licensing module that allows you to take a downloadable application and charge somebody a monthly fee for using that downloadable application. Okay? This is some technology that we developed, we pioneered, over at my company. And you plug this in, and every time somebody uses that downloadable app, it checks our servers to make sure that their license is current. Okay? And that means that if their license isn't current, if they're not paying you that monthly fee, you simply shut it off. That's a great thing, because that means that you could create almost any Windows-based application, and instead of having a one-off fee for it, which you guys know isn't the best way to make money, you could charge a monthly fee for it. So let me ask you, Mike, are you getting any ideas hearing that?
Definitely. I mean, every time I hear more about these, my head just starts buzzing. And I think most of you guys are experiencing the same thing, and if you're not, just log on to the community, and you'll see about 1,000 other people right now, more than that, who are just shooting out ideas left and right, and it's just amazing the things you can do with someone's multi-million-dollar business that they're essentially leaving. It's incredible.
It's great.
Yes. I think it's been about an hour now on this call. We've outlined how I got Flying Ads, which was by taking something that Mark had already done and twisting it in just a couple days. Viral marketing we described as far as the specifics for going into viral marketing. I believe you do go into that a good deal on your CD, on your CDs, and you also have some scripts there which are set up. I don't know if you want to really quick describe your real-time marketing experiment.
Yeah, that was a really interesting viral marketing system that we set up.
Right, yeah, before you go, just guys, this is something that's just as viral, maybe even more viral as Flying Ads, that you guys can have the code for, and you can just implement. I mean, you've got your product, you plug in your viral aspect, this is a great one, it's proven to work, and that'll help you guys spread it. So why don't you explain what that is?
Oh, you bet. Actually, Mike, while I'm talking about this, could you pull up the page that sells the product and the farewell package there? And I want you, after I explain this, I want you to read off just sort of a list of some of the things that are on that.
Okay,
we'll spark people's minds with some ideas related
right.
to it. The real-time interactive marketing experiment is something that we set up where we had a marketing experiment where people could in real time see the results of the marketing test. Now, what this meant was to be able to see the results of the test, and the test was which version of a particular email was pulling better, you had to send at least 3 friends an invitation to come see this website. And only then could you see the results of the experiment. Okay? Now, that ended up being a huge list-building ploy for us, because when people sent that information to their friends, we also said, would you like to subscribe to the Mind Control Marketing Letters? Okay? That ended up just working extremely well for us, because people were so curious about what the results of the experiment were that they had to tell their friends. Now, the interesting thing was the emails that we were sending out their friends were the actual experimental emails themselves. So their friends would get one of 16 permutations of a 4x4 experimental matrix. Now, if you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. It just means that we sent out 16 different emails, and we would show people in real time which of those 16 emails did the best. Now,
right.
The really cool thing about this is they can take that code, anybody listening here can take that code, and tweak that in really exciting ways. What if you wanted to create another type of experiment, right? What if instead of an experiment you wanted to use a quiz, right? You know, what if you had to tell your friends about this quiz before you could actually get in and see your results? You know, what if you took the quiz yourself and you said, okay, you know, we're going to show you what your score is, but you have to tell 3 of your friends about the quiz before we can show you the score.
Mark, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool? I didn't even think of that yet.
Yeah. You know, just for you guys listening to this, the first time I heard that idea, I'm impressed with it, and I'm probably going to do something like that soon. So
Michael, actually do it.
Yeah, expect to see that, and expect to see it all over the place. And I want you guys to be able to do the same thing. I mean, seriously, there's no reason why you guys can't be doing the same thing I'm doing with this kind of package. All right, so I pulled up the list here. Now, did you want me to just read the names of the things that people are getting or describe what they do?
Well, just, yeah, real quick, like, just a short name and a short description of what's in there. Just, I mean, just like a real quick laundry list. We don't even have to go through the whole thing there, but I wanted to just give people a sense of just the heftiness of what's on those CDs.
Right, exactly. Now, if you guys want to follow along with what I'm saying, you can just go to, I said earlier, it's flyinads.com/package. Okay, that's the same exact thing that I'm looking over right here.
Say that again?
Yes, it's flyinads.com/package, P-A-C-K-A-G-E. And this is the information that Mark put up about the package, and we can go through and see all the things that are included here. Actually, there's more things included than you said, but these are the things that you say are included.
Now, when they go to the site that you're talking about, they have to click on a link to actually see the package site, right?
Oh, no, that's the direct link right now.
That's the direct link. Okay, great.
Okay, so yeah, you see that immediately.
Well, actually, real quick, you have another link that you're going to give people here in a minute, too, right?
Yeah, I do, and also there's a free package we're going to be giving out as well. And just a little bit here, so I can give that first, or I can go over these first. I think I'm going to go over some of these first, and then tell you guys about that.
Sure.
Okay. The first thing I'm saying is called a web hit meter, and this is an unreleased software program that Mark Joyner created. I can just read the first paragraph here. This program is a webmaster's dream. You punch in some information, and the program creates and uploads the necessary script to the server for you. Add one line of code to every page you want to track, and you're all set. WebHit Meter checks the logs it creates and reports on the number of unique visitors to your site, number of page views, where they came in and left, the path they took, and things like that. This is an unreleased product that will help people track their own sites with the full source code and rights that you can just drop right on, add your own name, maybe change it if you want, and you can start selling as your own product, essentially. The next one through, Website Lifeline, skip over that for a second. Okay, Webpage-O-Matic. Webpage-O-Matic is another really cool one. This is a product that will allow you to sell a program to people that lets them create their own websites, even if they aren't really sure how to do the web design themselves. So really what you can do is you can put together a package that you can sell to people who want to create stunning websites on their own without really knowing how to do it, and you can charge a fee for that. I mean, just imagine, you know how much design goes for. You can sell a program which does that for people.
And let me quickly interject. Not only can you start, brand new products out of this, but you can add these as bonuses to existing products. You can mix and match these things and create, massive packages.
Certainly.
Of value for people.
Certainly.
Right.
Okay, the next thing you guys might have heard of it, it's called the Confidential Internet Intelligence Manuscript. And it's a report or a short ebook that, not really short, but it seems short because it's so interesting. An ebook that Mark Joyner made where he did a lot of extremely scientific testing with the web pages and order forms and things like that. And he found some really shocking things, which is pretty complicated to explain now, but simple to implement actually. But he has some things that he, simple tweaks that you can throw onto your website that'll increase your sales by what he measured to be, I think one of the biggest was just over 400% of the sales. And remember, this isn't just an ebook that you can read and use, although you definitely can. This is something that you have the full resale rights to, that you can go on and sell to all your customers. Now, when Mark released this, he made, I believe it was over $100,000 in the first week. That's just how powerful some of this is. And you would never, I'll tell you, no one would ever sell the resale rights to something that made them $100,000 in a week, unless they're totally getting out. So this is just a really, really rare, lucky opportunity here. There's a book on how Mark got to be the number one bestseller on Amazon in 48 hours, but you can get into that later, I guess, when you look over the package. Scrolling down here, there's the list of e-zine publishers that we went through already. Software to run your own affiliate program. We have something that will let you create an ebook that can be branded. Again, you have the source code and the rights to that. So if you guys know what a brandable ebook is, you'll now have the source code and the rights to use the source code to a program which creates the ebooks and brands them for you.
And by the way, that's so small that it'll download onto one floppy.
Really?
And it'll dynamically download content from the web as well.
That's cool.
It's a great little thing.
Yeah, definitely. I'm right here. I'm scrolling down. There's just so many things. I'm not even saying everything. If you want to run your own MLM software, your own forced matrix, if you know what that is, you can just plug the code in and run them. There's various things for helping you deal with your own customers. There's a help desk. If you've seen help desks, like I have a help desk, or big companies have help desks to answer their technical support inquiries, there's the code there to let you do that yourself.
One thing really quick I want to interject, there's this thing we have in there called the automatic customer handler.
Right.
And this is something that cut down our customer support load so dramatically. And what it is, it's a system where you let the customer interact with the program. It'll help the customer find the answer to his own question before he even has to communicate with the customer service representative. And the great thing about that is, not only does it cut down on your cost of customer service, but it increases customer satisfaction. Because I'm sure everybody listening will agree, I would much rather solve my own problem quickly as somebody walks me through a solution process than to wait on the phone for 30 minutes for a solution, right? Or even longer, right? So this is something that just dramatically allowed us to cut down on our customer service costs and definitely increase customer satisfaction overall.
Definitely.
In the whole company.
You know, I'm using, actually put that to use right after I got in, and it's definitely been a big, big boost in customer satisfaction and a big drop in the number of requests that people have. Now, I think there's going to be two kinds of people listening right now. Some of you are thinking, well, that's great, but I don't have any customer support yet, or I have just a little bit. And then, of course, there's the people who have a lot of it, and then you can immediately see the value of it. But I can just tell you, if you own this amazing, it's called the Amazing Customer Problem Solver, if you own this, which comes in this package, that also means you own all the other code here and the 18 hours of audio that Mark has provided. And I can pretty much guarantee you that if you don't think you need that now, you will need it. Because once you put the other things to use, that's something that you're definitely going to be very, very glad you had. Otherwise, you're going to see us having a lot of issues that you're going to have to solve manually.
Well, that's great. Your customer base shot up pretty quickly after you started playing ads.
Yes, it did. And I struggled to implement your automatic problem solver right after that. I launched Flying Ads, and suddenly everything went crazy. I had so many people emailing with questions and things like that. So I threw the problem solver on the other end, and everything calmed down, and it's pretty much balanced now. So.
Well, that's awesome. What's the percentage decrease in customer service inquiries have you had since then?
That's a good question. It differs for my different products just because of the nature of things, but I'm pretty sure for my Flying Ads customer inquiries, it has definitely dropped at least 50%, maybe as high as 70%. So
you're telling me that it cut down your customer service calls by 50 to 70%.
Yes, incredible
wow.
Amounts. I mean, you should have seen my help desk when I first launched this thing. It was getting hardly any new tickets, and then after I launched it, things were just coming in all over the place. And I was talking on an instant messenger with my support people, trying to come up with these automatic answers. And as soon as we put them on, things just calmed down like crazy. It's definitely something you'll be glad you had after you launch your site. Okay, so I think we've been on this call for a while now. There's definitely, we could keep talking for hours. I mean, I know you and I, Mark, we could keep doing this probably until next morning, but I know you guys probably don't have enough time for that. So I'm going to real quick tell you two things. The first thing is, when I announced this, and I'm sure a lot of you are probably waiting for this, I did say that we were going to be giving away a free copy of Mark's Farewell Package, which is a $997 value, but actually in just a... probably not too long from now, it could be as soon as, next week. Mark, you said that as you were under the there are 2,000 copies, we're under the 1,000 copy mark now, and when you hit the 500 copy mark, you're going to be raising the price up to $1,497. Is that correct?
That's right, $1,497.
Right. So there's going to be a $500 price increase very soon. So, and then it's going to increase again and again after that as there become less and less copies. But for you guys, or for the one person, I guess, who receives this free copy, or for anyone who purchases now, you guys are going to get a great value. But just to show you, there's actually some more things that I'm going to be giving away to the person who receives this free copy. So if you guys could just redirect your browser right now, if you're online, or if you're not, just write this down. It's flyinads.com/special. That's FLYINADS.com /special. And this is a special package that I have put in together of all sorts of things that I'm offering with my businesses. One of the most critical, I think, for you guys is I'm offering web hosting on my own server. So for any of you, I don't know what kind of web hosting you have right now, but once you purchase this, I will give you, or if you win the free copy, that is, or if you purchase through this special link, I will give you web hosting on my servers. I'll give you a 1 gigabyte account, as much bandwidth as you need. I'll basically hook you up. So if you need web hosting, this is it.
All right. How long is that?
For as long as I'm hosting things, which is pretty much, as far as I can tell, as long in the future as possible. And I actually, one of my side businesses is a web hosting company, and I can guarantee you guys, I mean, a lot of people wonder how long is it going to be around. I'm not just going to vanish. If for some reason I decide to drop the web hosting, I'm going to find, I guarantee you, I will not drop it until I find an extremely reliable company or person to take it over, and I will make sure that they do the same thing if they ever drop it. This is basically web hosting for as long as ever. And I know that's hard for you guys to understand, but it really is.
You're giving that as a free bonus to people.
Yes, this is a free bonus.
What's the link again?
That's flyinads.com, FLYINADS.com/special. So if you go there and you get it through this link, I'm actually only offering 25 of these. And let's see, already since I've announced this link to a couple people before, it's down to 23. And pretty sure from my projections that they're all going to be gone by about 24 hours from now. But there's only 25 of these being sold, 23 left. And these are all, let me just really quick recap. If you get the Mark Joiner's package through this page, or if you already ordered it during this call from another link, just send me an email and I'll send it to you anyway. But you'll get the web hosting. And I really don't have time to explain it, but in case you've heard of them, you'll be getting WebLock Pro Gold, which is an encryption software that I have for free. The resale rights to Biz Automator, which is another program I have. You can find out all about this on the site. You can find out more about the things. A lifetime membership at clicklocker.com, which you can also find out about the site again if you don't know what these things are. And one other thing which is going to be really valuable to you guys is for the people that purchase, for the 25 people that purchase from this special offer, are going to get a follow-up teleconference with me and Mark. And this is going to be, you know, held sometime down the line after you guys get your package. And we'll be willing to discuss with you, you know, once you have this package, all the ideas and ways that you can get your business really off the ground, no matter where you are.
This will be an open discussion.
Yes, an open discussion. And we'll be able to, you know, just work with you. And we'll be able to, you know, you'll have the package right in front of you, the CDs and the little binder that it comes with, and you'll have some time to think about it, and we will literally help you. I mean, this is just an addition to the community online, but we'll be giving away some ideas in there that definitely you won't want to miss. So that's a big bonus there. So that's just the link, flyinads.com/special. But I guess right now, Mark, I think we should probably announce who got the free copy.
Sure. Do you have the name there?
Yes, I do. Actually, I didn't run my random program yet, and I'm about to run it right now. It should come back in just a second. Okay. We have a winner, guys. If you're listening, when I announce this name, just send me an email at call@qdtek.com. And also, by the way, guys, I'll say that one more time. That's a special email address that I've reserved for people that have questions after this call. And I'll try to answer all those things the best I can. But if you are the winner, send me an email as soon as you can at call@qdtek.com. And I'll just hook everything up for you right then. If you aren't the winner, stay on the line, though, because there is something important I want to tell you after that. The winner is Jeanette Duncan. GEANETTE, last name DUNKIN. So if that's you, send me that email and make sure to include the email address that you registered for this call with. And we'll make sure you get everything absolutely free of charge. That's the hosting, the bonus package, and the farewell package. And I will definitely make sure that I see you at the top of the internet marketing ladder. Okay. So anyway, guys, for the rest of you, that's flyinads.com/special. And let me just look at this right now. Get another account. Mark, well, I'm going to look at this right now. I'm going to see how many are left after I just announced that. Mark, is there anything else you'd like to say to the people listening to this?
I think you've really well covered it, Mike, and I think you've put together a great package for people there. Could you go over once again what it is that people are going to get in that special you put together?
Yes, I will. Just for you guys listening right now, since I just announced that, we're down to 19 copies. So I'm pretty sure that if you're really interested in this and you can't get on the internet while you're listening to this call, it might be a good idea to get off of this call and go order that right now. But if you can stay on the call and listen for just a little bit longer, I'll answer your question. Yes. So you will get everything that comes in Mark's farewell package that we talked about. Just 20 CDs packed with everything that you'll need. Honestly, I can say that. And for $9.97, which is the price of the farewell package, plus the exclusive private teleconference that we're going to set up for just you guys, Weblock Pro, which is one of my products, resale rights to another one of my products, Biz Automator, a lifetime membership to ClickLocker.com, and lifetime web hosting on my servers. And the total value that I'm giving away here is over $27,000. So I've definitely put together a killer package for you guys for having the initiative and the drive to be on this call. And I just really want to stress the fact that these packages, I personally believe here that the owners of these packages are going to be the next wave of the so-called gurus. You know, we've heard the names nowadays. We know of Mark Joyner. You probably heard of Terry Dean, which is mentioned earlier. If I asked most of you to name probably 5 or 10 famous marketers, you could do that. I'd hope my name was on the list now after flying ads. But in essence, okay, guys, I firmly believe that maybe 5-6 years down the line, maybe even sooner than that, maybe as soon as 1 year, who knows, things move fast on the internet, the gurus, the people who are considered the masters of internet marketing, the people with those sites that are getting millions and millions of hits each day, making all the sales, are going to be owners of this package. If you want to put yourself up there, if you want to make yourself the owner of an extremely profitable internet business, this is the package that you want. And I just can't stress that enough. If you've known me for a while, if you've been on my list for a while, you'll know that this is the first time that I've really endorsed an affiliate, a product like this. As an affiliate, you'll know that this is the first time that I don't talk about things like this with this much excitement. You know that if you've been on my list. So really, take this seriously, guys. And we're approaching the 500 packages left of Mark's pretty soon. So even after my special copies are sold out, of which last time I checked there were 19 left out of 25 just from this call, as it hits 500, there's going to be a price increase of $500, and as it just gets less and less, the price is going to go up more and more to make sure just the people who are really serious about this get it. So honestly, guys, I can't give you any better advice than this. I know a lot of people email me and they say, I see you achieving success. How can you do it? This is the answer. You will get the code that you need. You will get the assistance you need. You will get the 18 hours of interviews with people like me and other people who have had similar success detailing exactly how they did it. In fact, in much more detail than you heard here. In here you heard kind of outlines and ideas and things you can put right to work, yes, but when you get the package on the interviews, especially the one that Mark mentioned earlier with Shaden Bates, you will literally be given step-by-step plans you can do to build your list and to get really big out there. A lot of you are wondering, so I get this package, what do I do? Well, I'm looking at it right here. There's a little binder that comes with it. It says, congratulations, it explains everything. And then it literally says, step one, do this. Step two, listen to this. All the way down to step seven, log into our community. And you will see, I followed them in that order. And you see what happened to me. And for all you guys that email me and ask me for advice, this is my advice. And once these are all sold out, I'll have to think of some other advice. But as they're, as the last copies are remaining, I would say that this is the best advice I can give anyone who wants to achieve the kind of success I did, or better, right?
Now, let me just say that Mike's case here, of course, is exceptional. Mike has been amazingly successful with this. And I'm not to say that those of you listening can't do that, but, I got to give people realistic expectations, The thing is this, all right? Mike is successful because he really put his mind to this. Now, he was facilitated to that level with these tools and with these ideas, and it accelerated his success. But remember, it comes down to you. You have to take that action, you know, and you have to take step one. You know, what are you going to do? What is the first thing that you're going to do? Now, a lot of guys listening, they say, well, wait a minute, I'm a rank novice on the Internet. Is this package really for me? And I would say, I tried to make it so that anybody of any level would benefit from this thing, because I knew that guys of different skill levels were going to buy it. That's why we put that community together, and that's why we have different topics addressed on those interviews. Now, the Chayden Bates interview, as Mike was talking about there, that particular interview is from the perspective of, hey, if I'm a rank novice on the Internet and I want to start building up my business, what do I do? What are the actual things? And Chayden Bates ran me through the ringer. I will tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did.
He would not take any vague answer or anything unspecific. He would say, tell me specifically, what do I do? At the end of that thing, I'll tell you, I felt really good. I said, wow, if somebody listening to this without any experience on the Internet wanted to get in and get their start, they could literally do that without a doubt and achieve success just by listening to that and following those steps. That's how good I felt about that, and that's why I told people to make that the first thing they listen to.
Yes, definitely. You know, I don't even think it's stressed enough on the Internet material. A lot of the stress is put on the code that's produced the millions and millions of dollars, but these interviews are so unbelievably amazing. I mean, if you like what you heard on this call today, which I'm hoping you did, prepare yourself for some of the most amazing information you will ever hear regarding Internet marketing. Definitely more than you'd hear from any other source that I could possibly ever conceive of.
Mike, do you have, I know you've seen some of the testimonials from other people, and we're getting them pouring in every day. I think I may have sent you a few of those.
Yeah, let me see if I can call that up. Yeah, you sent me the one from Gecko Software. Let's see if I can just take a look at these. Okay. Here's one you sent me from a man named Rod Cook. Now I think you told me earlier that Rod Cook is definitely one of the biggest skeptics on the Internet. This is that guy, right?
Yes. Rod is a great guy, a fantastic guy, but I'll tell you, he's very hard-nosed. And he is from a website called MLM Watchdog. And he's out there trying to call scams scams. You know,
that's his job.
Yeah, it's his job. When he finds a scam out there, he's the one who's uncovering that. He's very skeptical about everything he sees, and he looks very, very hard at everything. And what did Rod say?
Rod said, you pasted it here, most people won't see that you have changed the face of Internet affiliate marketing and MLM marketing. It's going to be an interesting year you have created. The game within the game belongs to first movers. I promote for my clients, but your package will destroy any competitor that comes against my clients. I'm giving your package that I bought in bulk quantities to my clients. Honesty and forward thinking always defeat slow movers.
So this guy's buying the packages in bulk, okay, and giving them to his clients. Now, I can't say how many he bought, okay, but that's how strongly he felt about it. This is one of the biggest skeptics on the Internet and one of the most hard-nosed guys out there, and a wonderful guy at that, too. Do you have any others in front of you there?
Yeah, I do. Just things like this are pouring in all over the place. I don't know, do you know how to pronounce this guy's name, Tom Hua, is that correct?
Tom Hua, yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's a guy that you might have heard of, too. He's big in the e-books arena. He sent in one that says, no doubt Mark's farewell package has got everyone talking. I got my package only this week. Couldn't wait to open it. What can I say? This is the best investment I have ever made in my entire online career. And he has a pretty big online career, so that's major.
And I'll tell you right now, I've discovered recently that gentleman right there is a brilliant promoter. And I've had some other interactions with him, and he's no slouch, you know. And for him to say that is really, really heartwarming to me, because that is a man who knows how to promote and who knew from, you know, ground one how to get results, and he was that impressed with it.
Yes, definitely. And guys, you know, if you there's so much hype floating around the Internet nowadays that you'll see people, you know, saying things like that lightly. But these are people, you know, we're talking about the top of the Internet marketing culture community right here. And these are people who would not just throw around things like this lightly. You know, if Joe Marketer says that something is his the biggest investment or the best investment he's ever made, it may not mean anything, but these our people, when they say this, it really means a lot. And I can tell you that it definitely, it's pretty powerful coming from all these people. And I would have to agree with them. I mean, I would say that this is the, you know, the best thing that I've ever bought, ever. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but it is, you know?
Well, thanks for saying that. And once again, there, you know, the quantities are limited, you know, so, you know, I want to, you know, I want to take care of just the, you know, the small number of people there. Well, Mike, any closing comments or you have to say?
As far as closing comments, it's just basically, you know, you guys have seen me do it. You know, and I'm really glad, you know, anyone listening to this is on one of my email lists, and I'm really, really glad to be able to take you with me and show you guys what I've been doing. You know, I didn't know exactly how many people would sign up for this teleconference when I first announced it, but I do know now how many of you really, really want to know how it's done and really care. And I hope that what I've shown you is a good enough example that you can follow in my footsteps. As we opened with this call, we said, you know, one of the someone that's been successful. And I can definitely tell you that this is a model that's worked for me, and it's going to continue to work for anyone else that tries it, is given they have the chance, given they get a copy of that package. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what all of you can do with this.
Well, that's great, Mike. Thanks for all those words. Could you give that URL just one last time?
Yes, one last time, and I will email it to you guys, but I really want you guys to, you know, if you want this, you know, because I know they're going to be gone. You know, they're already selling. And I want you guys, you know, if you believe that you want this, this is something that you want to grab as quickly as possible, because I would hate to see someone out there, you know, one of you who wants it but didn't get it as soon as they could, and it turns out that they missed a special package of mine with the hosting, or they didn't get a chance to get it before Mark raised the price by $500, you know. I really want to make sure that each of you who really wants to prosper and succeed on the Internet gets it while it's still available, you know, and for various reasons, you know, I can't give away too much hosting. Mark's only selling 2,000 of these. I wish we could make it available to all of you, but we can't. So it's really important that if you want this, you get it now, because I don't want to see any of you miss it. That'd be, you know, that'd just be bad. I don't want to get an email from one of you guys saying, you know, 3 months from now saying, I wish I ordered it, but I didn't, because I'm not going to be able to send it to you. You know, it's just something that really has limited copies available.
So actually, we're going to be enforcing that pretty strictly. We've had a few people out there try to pirate this thing, but, you know, I had a, you know, very, very stern letters written to them by some rather vicious legal type folks to let them know. I mean, and not to be, you know, harsh, but I want the owners of this package to have their rights protected, you know, and I take that extremely seriously, and we'll continue to enforce that.
Yeah, you know, I just, it's really important. You know, some people say, you know, there's only a certain number of copies left when, you know, they may not be exactly telling the truth. This is the truth, guys, you know, and I don't want to tell you, you know, wait until they're all gone and then see if we were really being serious, because we are. And if you wait until they're gone, then they're gone. And, you know, they're gone forever. And I know all of you here are serious about wanting to make money on the Internet. So I know that you can be serious and get this while it's still available. So the link, one more time, is www.flyinads. That's FLYINADS.com/special. SPECIAL. And you'll be able to order from that link the package at the same price that it normally is, $9.97, until it goes up. And as long as it's available, you'll get all the extra bonuses that I'm throwing into. And these are going right now. I can see the orders coming in. So you really want to jump on this if you can. That's the link one more time. FlyInAds.com/special.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. It was a great call.
Definitely. And I'll send you guys an email with that link just in case you want to have it at your computer.
All right. Take care, folks. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I wish you the greatest success possible.
Yes, me too. I hope you guys enjoyed the call. I know it was a lot of fun for me. See you guys.
Good night.